direct from 95 BFM. It's Friday Live. Thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.
Now we should have on the line Dom McGlashan.
Hi, here I am.
How's it going?
That's good, man. How are you?
Yeah, bloody good. Enjoying this weather. Exciting news in your corner. You've got a brand new album coming out in the new year.
Yeah. It was going to come out. I sort of finished it in the middle of this year, and it was going to come out. We're going to be touring all around now, but because of COVID, we've put everything off until February. But that's good because it gives us more time to kind of get it right and get people to know about it, I guess.
Now, you've got an all-star cast on the album. Shane Carter, James Duncan, and who
Chris
plays
O'Connor playing
Chris
drums.
Chris O'Connor, who plays with everybody. I've seen him play in a million bands up here at the station. How did you assemble this particular band?
Well, the four-piece band we've had together for about a year. I've finished a lot of the songs by about the middle of last year, and I got everybody together, and we did a tour just to sort of road test everything with that band, and then we went into the studio in December last year, Ben Edwards' studio in Littleton, and we did a lot of the basic tracks there, and then I did a bit more recording with a guy called Bob Frisbee in K Road, and then I'm living sort of half the time in Canada and half the time in New Zealand at the moment. So I did some more writing in Vancouver at the beginning of this year and turned up with a couple of extra songs. And so we kind of finished them with me over there and the band here. But we've also got some cameos. We've got a few other people turning up on the record. Holly Smith sings backing vocals on one song, and the Beths turn up because they were in the studio next door and they heard what we were doing and came in and stood around the microphone and added some vocals. And we've also got Emily Fairlight and Anita Clark doing bits and pieces on the record as well. So
nice.
Great team.
What's drawn you to Vancouver of all places?
Well, my wife lives there. She's Canadian, and she's lived there for years and years. She's got a job there at the moment, so because my job goes with me, I'm the one that is traveling back and forth at the moment.
Oh, nice. Oh, it's a great city. I love Canada. I've spent some time living there, and I guess it's very similar to New Zealand in the sort of culture and a vibe. But,
it is, and it's Vancouver's a place with lots of it's a city, and then there's a gulf, and there's a whole bunch of islands, and then there's the ocean, so it's really similar to Auckland.
Now, you have got a couple of songs prepared earlier. I've got three in here. What would you like to start with?
What about you haven't got Now It's the Place? That's the one
the brand new one. Back In.
Have it Go Back In, because that's the single that's just come out.
Oh, damn, I just dropped my mouse. Here we go. All right. Okay. Dom McGlashan, Start Again. Oh, sorry, no, Go Back In. Here we go. Get it together.
I'm not from shore. I just wanna remember how it felt before, floating on our backs, looking up at the sun, diving and splashing, pushing each other down. Do you wanna go back in? I just wanna remember how it felt before.
Don McGlashan's Go Back In, recorded acoustically. Whereabouts?
Just in my room, actually, in my studio here in West Auckland. So if I was coming into your studio and playing it, I'd start the loops, right? Mm-hmm. And I'd pre-record some things which I'm going to kick in later in the song. So I'd play the shaker and loop that, then I'd play the mandolins and loop that, and then start the song. And so that's why it sounded like that. But I'd also be making mistakes and swearing and starting again, which I didn't do this time.
Nice, nice. Well, I guess you sort of had the time at home to put it all together. Describe your studio at home for us.
It's kind of what I've had for a long time. It's just a laptop and a sound interface and a keyboard. But it's really cool at the moment because I've got things that I had in storage here, which are sort of too big to carry between mm-hmm. the two countries, like my euphonium and another brass instrument, a tin horn and mandolin. So I've got them all around me now, so I can sort of pick up anything and play. So I've been actually starting some new stuff. This is sort of the first album that I've made for a long time where I sort of suddenly, at the end of it, wanted to start the next one.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of curious, with someone like Shane Carter in the band, does he take direction quite well when you're like, Shane, can you do this?
Yeah, I mean, I have to slap him around a bit sometimes. He's good. He's good because we've been friends for a long time, actually. And back in 2017, I think we did a whole national tour, alternating songs. We just played as a duo, but we played one of mine and one of his, mm-hmm. one of mine, one of his, and we went around the whole country doing that. So there's quite a lot of water under the bridge.
Yeah, for sure.
And he's got a huge amount of energy for his own stuff. He's got a dimmer tour coming up which is like
very
a some sort
excited
of anniversary, like
yeah, man,
20-year anniversary or something.
Well, yeah, we're just hanging out for that. I think it's happening in March.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic, and he's sort of working towards that. So,
are you playing with him on that tour?
No, I won't be. I'm actually playing. I'm going to Australia to play with this band, and we're replacing Shane for that. Just for those Australian gigs.
For
but
sure.
That's happening to everybody in the country at the moment. Because all the gigs have been rescheduled. Everybody's playing in each other's band,
which
I suppose is a mark of how cool the scene is at the moment. I remember when I was starting in bands, you crossed the road rather than meet another band who was slightly less cool than you.
Yes.
And, you know, it was really time-consuming because you'd be walking on the road and you'd have to cross it and, you know, you have to cross
running
it again
between cars.
And you have to hide behind a car and, you know, go into a shop that you didn't want to go into in order to avoid being seen sort of in proximity to somebody that was from slightly the wrong musical genre. And now it's not like that at all. It's really, everybody's happily playing in each other's bands and seems to be a bit more grown up.
Awesome, awesome. Now the next tune we've got lined up is Start Again. Do you want to give us a bit of insight into this track?
Yeah, this came along quite late in the piece, and I wrote it. I started writing it as just a straightforward love song. It's, I've always wanted to. It's really. I'm not very good at writing simple songs. I tend to write stories, I just wanted to write a simple song which is just offering, offering support to somebody, and. As I say, it just started off as a love song, and then I got back to New Zealand last year, and there was a whole bunch of sort of pain in the scene, a bunch of young people suffering a great deal, and it turned into not a song to a lover, but a song to just somebody, somebody in the middle of the night who's lonely and needs help, and that was kind of the way I could finish it. Just seemed like less personal, more universal or something, and it came out really fast. I was really, really happy with the way it came out.
Excellent, let's hear it.
And the chariot won't swing low and let you in. The rain falls down, soaks you to the skin. When there's too much space in this town, not enough grace to go around. When you look up to see you falling down again. No one understands or has the time. When it's 3 a.m. and there's no one else online. Lay your head on my chest. Close your eyes, get some rest. You don't have to make it happen all the time. I'll hold you with all my strength. As the time best laid plans have come undone. Lay your head on my chest. Close your eyes, get some rest. You don't have to make it happen all the time. I'll hold you with all my strength. As the time start again. star again. Star again. Star.
Don McGlashan, Start Again. Now, Don, you're about to hit the road in support of Bright November Morning, which is out in February. The the route that you're taking hits most places throughout the country, but you are playing some interesting destinations such as Splore. Have you played Splore before?
Yeah, I've played it as guest with other bands, mm-hmm. but I've never had my own gig there, so it's really great. So I'm really looking forward to that because it's a part of the country that I really love. You know, the that top end of the Thames estuary, I just love it. Mm. So looking forward to that.
If anyone out there listening has not been to Splore before, man, it's basically a must do because the location is so beautiful and the vibe and the way the festival's laid out. Definitely is a great way to spend like 3 or 4 days and just have a good old party.
Mm.
Yeah, and you're playing the Power Station. Have you?
Yeah, we're doing after Splore, we head to Australia for some gigs, and there's a festival called the Port Fairy Festival, which is halfway between Melbourne and Adelaide. We're doing that in early March. Mm-hmm. Then we come back and we're running the national tour, which we were going to do in November, like right now. We're running that in sort of second half of March into the second half of April. So we're doing the whole country, you know, Isaac Theatre Royal in Christchurch, the Opera House in Wellington, Power Station in Auckland, Lee Sawmill in Auckland. So that'll be a good one to come see.
Oh, good shows. Now, Don, you've recorded a version of Dominion Road. Tell us about this acoustic version.
This is the same sort of deal. I start off by playing the horn line. So if you've ever seen me, so what I've been doing the last few solo albums is I'll go around the country with a band, and then I'll wait for a few months and then go around solo. And so I'll, start pre-record the horn line, and then kick in the guitar, and then, you know, hit the pedal so the horn line comes back in at the right time or the wrong time. I deliberately make all the technology quite naive and faulty so that people don't get into a false sense of security. It takes a lot of work, you know, because basically it is faultless, and then I have to dial it back to faulty, and that takes weeks.
Mm-hmm. Nice one. Well, let's take a listen. Thank you very much, Don McGlashan, for chatting to us this afternoon. People can check you out in the new year, and of course, keep an eye out or an ear out for the new record, which is out for public consumption on Friday, the 25th of February. Thank you very much, mate.
Thanks, John H.
Awesome. Cheers, mate.
Thanks, Jesse. Here's a little song called Dominion Road. One of his friends
but it's getting better now. He found it in him to forgive. He walked the city and he found a place to live in a halfway house, halfway down to Ringham Road. Halfway down, halfway down.
BFM. Thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.